The French philosopher Rabelais said this as he was dying. He said this, "Now it's time to go to the great perhaps." And then he died. Anyone excited about that last statement? Jesus and Paul saying, inspiring, resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me, though he die, yet so shall he live. Because Jesus lives, that's just not for him. That's for you. R for resurrection. You've got a ticket to ride. Doesn't that feel good? Third R. I'm scared to say this with a Lutheran crowd here tonight, but it's here. Don't turn me in. We have another pastor here too. Pastor Brandt's here with us. That word is rapture. Oh boy, we're in trouble. Verse 17 says this, "Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." And so I'll stop there. Let me say it again. Verse 17, "Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds," them being the ones who have died in the Lord before those who are living are left, "to meet the Lord in the air." Okay, rapture. Where does that word come from? It actually comes from this little verse here. Well, the word rapture is that verb there, caught up. So rapture is actually a biblically sound word, but here's the thing that's going to differentiate the way you hear this taught in our church and maybe other Christian bodies. Other Christian bodies say that the rapture and the second coming of Christ are two very different events that happen at very different times. But if you take a look at this text, what it's really saying here is the rapture and the second coming of Jesus are simultaneous events that happen at the same time. That's what he's saying here, Paul. You're raptured. Oh man, what did Pastor teach tonight? I'm going to be raptured. You've got a ticket to ride. You're going to be caught up. God's going to capture you and take you in to be his. That's what this is saying. Then finally, the fourth R is reunion. At the end of 17, it says, "And so we will always be with the Lord." Oh, sweet reunion. Now, we've all had the experience of a reunion. We get to catch up with our friends that we haven't seen for a while and share memories. What an amazing reunion this is talking about. A reunion of our bodies and souls together for eternity. More than that, a reunion with your loved ones who have died in the faith that have gone before you. A reunion with Jesus Christ in the future, the one who made you, the one who loves you and redeemed you. Now, I may offend people here with this statement, but I'm pretty sure it's true. What this means is this: the greatest experience of your life hasn't already happened. It's going to happen in the future. You may have climbed Mount Hood. You may have sailed the Pacific Ocean. You may have accomplished your greatest dreams. You may have gotten your dream job or gone on your dream vacation. All great things. But this reunion is the greatest experience in our future and even what we've experienced in our past. And if you're someone who's going through dark times, and there are people here tonight that have gone through dark times, you see, this is great news because there is a moment in the future that will be sweet, this reunion. It can't be taken away from you. It can't be stolen. You've got a ticket to ride. You've got a ticket to ride. Paul closes out this writing by saying, hey, when you guys are struggling, encourage fellow Christians with these words right here. And so we're to encourage one another with the words right here, the four R's that I've shared here tonight. Life is, I guess, kind of like being in an airport terminal. There are some people that are really nervous and not sure about their future. They're kind of like those people that are on the standby list and wondering what the future will hold. Is the future certain? What will happen? Then there are those who are relaxed and kind of chill. They know where they're going. They've got a ticket to ride. My friends, how awesome it is that moment when an agent or someone who works for the company comes to a person in standby and says, I got good news. I got a ticket for you. The joy to just share that they're going to be home. The excitement to share that the future is going to be a little more certain for them. This is what we get to do with one another. Is there someone that you know that's thinking that they're on the standby list? Encourage them with one of the four R's. Let them know they've got a ticket to ride. Let's go ahead and close out this little brief message with this prayer that we'll share together on the back of the insert. We share together. Lord Jesus, I fall down before you in wonder and praise, for by your grace, I most certainly have a ticket to ride. Amen. We're going to transition to the close of our service. I invite the congregation to rise as you're able for the Annunciation.